We've got a terrific sax and bass duo up next. They're the best of friends, and they've come to Indiana to us from the Interlochen Arts Academy in Interlochen, Michigan. Please welcome from LaSalle, Michigan, 18-year-old bassist Michael Thurber, and from Mamaroneck, New York, 18-year-old tenor saxophonist Ross Mintzer. We've got Ross at the mic. Ross Mintzer is a great name in jazz. You any relation to that other great tenor player, Bob Mintzer?
He's my uncle.
Oh, well, okay. We've got royalty in the house. All right, tell everybody what you two have brought to play for us.
Well, we're first going to perform our transcription of Bach's second two-part invention, and we'll follow that with our rendition of Bach's first invention, which we have called Blues in Bach Flat.
Okay.
Thank you.
Michael Thurber, our 18-year-old bass player from LaSalle, Michigan, and Ross Mincer, 18-year-old tenor saxophonist from Mamaroneck, New York, both studying at the Interlochen Arts Academy in Interlochen, Michigan, their own take on a couple of Bach two-part inventions. Second one, an arrangement they entitled Blues in Bach Flat. Great going, you guys.
Hey, thanks.
And I gotta say, you know, Bach often wrote a lot of music that was just written on the page and no designation for instrument. It could be played on the organ. It could be played on two different instruments, as these two-part inventions were.
And that's right. Well, you know, I had actually read somewhere that Bach transcribed some organ music and violin music, you know, would switch and, you know, play it on all sorts of instruments.
Yeah.
So I figure, you know, it's such universal music.
And Ross, I got to say, if Bach had written for the saxophone, he would have had Stan Getz in mind. I heard a little bit of Stan Getz.
Well,
and you know, the other thing is, I mean, you hear those little filigrees, the little trills, the little mordants in there. They have a very improvisatory and a very bluesy sort of feel that you bring to it that I would use as an example if I were trying to show people how to do those ornaments and those filigrees.
I came from a background of, you know, blues and rock based. I hadn't started listening to, you know, jazz or even classical music until, you know, just recently. Mm-hmm. Listening to Stan Getz is definitely, I mean, he's one of my favorite saxophonists, so he's influenced my sound and also influences how I play this music right now. So
I applaud you, you know, kind of crossing over from one genre to another. I do a little Rachmaninoff and a little Radiohead myself from time to time.
Yes.
As Duke Ellington said, if it sounds good, it is good.
Right.
I think that's a good...
Amen, man.
You know? I also appreciate your sense of showmanship. I mean, you guys own the stage. What else do you get up to on stage?
I mean, I guess we always just try to make sure the audience is having a good time. Mm-hmm. We both of us are pretty big Michael Jackson fans.
Mike, actually, came back from spring break, and he comes up to me the first day we get back. He goes, Ross, you got to see this. Like, you're not going to believe it. This is unbelievable. And I was like, well, what's going on? He's like, come to the basement. The basement's where we have the practice rooms at our school. And he says, look what I can do. He takes his bass out, and he actually starts playing it. And then he starts doing the moonwalk.
You can play the bass and moonwalk at the same time?
It's kind of a work in progress right now.
We got to see that. Would you do that for us?
I mean, if you're twisting my arm, I mean, I guess maybe I could give you a little tease.
Got to see it. Unbelievable. Thriller indeed. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I do what I can.
That's great. Well, Haley's back out here to bring us a different type of stage fun.
That's right. One of the reasons these guys make such good music together is that they're really good friends. Ross, tell everyone what you two realized about your musical taste when you first started hanging out with each other.
Well, I realized while looking through his CD collection that he had a lot, I'd almost say almost all the same CDs. So...
These guys are so in sync that we designed a little game to celebrate their close friendship. It's a simple version of Name That Tune. I have to say, this is such a guy bonding thing. It's perfect.
It is perfect. I always liked this as a teenager.
All right, we asked each of you to bring some of your CDs. I'm going to play an impossibly short clip from a random cut and see if each of you can name the selection from your buddy's music collection.
Game on.
Ross, you're first. And I want name, artist, CD title, and song title if you can.
All right.
Got your game face on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's on, baby.
Been on.
All right. Roll it. All right.
You gotta be kidding me.
Sorry.
Hold on.
Can we play him like a little more?
You gotta be kidding me. What?
All right. It's Tribe Called Quest.
Good job. That's the artist.
It's off the Low End Theory.
Yes, that's CD. What's the song?
It's,
you got it. You got it.
You know it. I know you know it.
Bugging Out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. See, you guys are just getting warmed up. All right, Mike, let's see if you can trump your buddy. This is from Ross's CD collection. Love said
alone. Okay, I know this one. This one's easy. That is Presidents of the United States of America off of their self-titled album, Presidents of the United States of America.
All right, so what's the name of the song, Mike?
Lump.
That's it. Interesting. Good job, both of you. I gotta say, you definitely have to get out and meet other people, because that's kind of weird.
So, I guess we did pretty good. We kind of nailed it. So, do we get a prize?
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't we get a prize? I thought this was a game.
Listen to that. Don't we get a prize? There's no prize.
But you called it a game. I mean, why did we even play it? It seems like a lot of effort for nothing.
Does everything have to be a prize for you? Jeez Louise. I thought you guys were all processy and artsy-fartsy.
Gosh, Haley, don't have a cow. We are just asking. Danke schön.
Joking, JK, of course there's a prize. Here are two very cool CDs to add to your collections by the current master of crossover, Mr. Christopher O'Reilly himself. That deserves a round of applause. These are his two CDs with his phenomenal arrangements of Radiohead, True Love Waits, and Hold Me to This. I'm out of here.
Thank you, Haley. Haley Bobach, ladies and gentlemen, the girl who's not ashamed to plug my CDs. I'm wondering, you guys, is there something you have up your sleeves you might be able to play us out of the program?
I think we could cook something up for you.
All right. Great. First, Joanne's got a little business to take care of.
And now let's check in with teenage roving reporter Haley Goldbach, who's crisscrossing America, investigating the ways classical music can change kids' lives.
I'm in Jersey, Joanne, at the old Turnpike School in the sweet town of Califon. But once again, I've come across another fourth grader on the brink of a nervous breakdown. This time, the culprit is math. Long division seems to be driving this distraught child completely mad.
I hate long division. I hate it. I'm just gonna lose it someday. Lose it big time!
Jody, chill out. Really, it's okay. She's a walking time bomb, folks. And the question is, how will fragile Jody react when a from-the-top teenage classical musician shows up to play right in her classroom, along with a professional artist from young audiences? Will she just, like, go berserk when she hears classical music? Will she scream inside when a talented musician her own age talks about the joys of playing the violin? Let's find out.
Boy, those kids can really play. This is kind of cool.
You see that? Jody is a whole new person, which just goes to show that no problem is too big for these great in-school programs to tackle. And you know what? Kids are getting psyched about classical music. Now, who could argue with that?
From the top and young audiences of New Jersey really did conduct a residency for the kids at Old Turnpike School. Young Audiences is America's leading producer of live educational programs in the arts. Learn more by visiting youngaudiences.org and clicking on What's New. And here's some other great news. Each year, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation will present 25 performers with the $10,000 Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award. It's a great opportunity for kids with exceptional musical ability, outstanding academic potential, and financial need. Learn more at fromthetop.org. Chris?
Thanks, Joanne. We're lucky enough to have our bass player, Michael Thurber, and our tenor sax player, Ross Mincer, on stage to play us out of the program. Mike, what are you guys going
to
play?
We would like to play an old traditional folk tune called Mama's Little Baby.
All right. Stage is yours, guys. Thanks. Great way to end. I want to thank all of our marvelous young performers today and thank you for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week when we take it from the top. ¶¶
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Vagley, with Tim Banker and music producer Tom Vinieri. Production coordination by Kim Razeman, public relations and marketing by David Balsam, and lighting by Brendan Randall. Location recording by Sound Mirror Boston. Technical direction by John Newton, with Dirk Sobotka and John Serbis. Broadcast mix by Barrett Ouellette. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts and the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Additional support comes from this and other radio stations. From the Top is produced in association with WGBH Boston. Our home and educational partner is New England Conservatory in Boston. For more information about this program and our educational activities, visit fromthetop.org.